In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus dictated many messages to Sister Josepha Menendez to make her understand that his love and mercy were infinite, and that the most important thing is to do everything in union with his divine heart. Sister Josepha Menendez was a Catholic nun and mystic. Jesus told her, "I want to be served by you to make my mercy and the love of my heart even more known. I don't look at the action, I look at the intention. The smallest act done with love acquires much merit and can give me much comfort. I'm looking for nothing but love. I ask for nothing but love." Jesus made her write a message for everyone. "The soul that knows how to make its life a continuous union with mine glorifies me a lot and works usefully for the good of souls. For example, it is executing an action that, in itself, is not worth much, but he soaks it in my blood or joins it to that action done by me during my mortal life, and the fruit that it achieves for souls is perhaps as great or greater than if he had preached to the entire universe. And this, whether you study or speak, or write, pray, sweep, or rest, provided that the action is ordered by obedience or duty, and is done in intimate union with me, covering it with my blood and with purity of intention. My heart is not only an abyss of love, it is also an abyss of mercy, and I have wanted their actions, however small in themselves, to be able for me to reach an infinite value for the benefit of sinners and souls that need help. I am all love. My heart is an abyss of love. Love made me create man, and everything in the world exists for his service. Love made the Father give his Son to save man, lost through guilt. Love made a pure virgin, renouncing the good things of life hidden in the temple, consent to be the mother of God and accept the sufferings of the divine motherhood. Love made me be born in the rigor of winter, poor and lacking everything. Love made me live 30 years in absolute darkness, engaged in humble jobs. Love made me choose solitude, silence, to go unknown and submit to the orders of my adoptive father and my mother. Love led me to embrace myself with all the miseries of human nature. Love made me suffer the greatest scorn and the most cruel torments, shed all my blood, and die on a cross to save man. Josepha, tell me that you love me. It's what consoles me the most. I am so thirsty to be loved. Love me and tell me. Don't get tired. I ask for nothing but love in all your actions. Do everything for love. Suffer for love, work for love, and above all, abandon yourself to love. I want to be served by you as a tired person uses a cane for support. I want to consume all of you, but with great gentleness. So even suffering a martyrdom of love, you always want to suffer more. The love is not loved. Love never tires of forgiving. I want to reign. I want to forgive souls and nations. I want to reign in souls and nations in the whole world. I wish to spread my peace all over the world. I am wisdom and happiness. I am love and mercy. I am peace. I am God, but God of love. I am a father, but a father who loves tenderly, not severely. My heart is infinitely holy, but it is also infinitely wise. He knows human fragility and misery and leans toward poor sinners with infinite mercy. One day, Josepha asks Jesus, "How can I be grateful for what you do for me?" And Jesus responds, "I am going to tell you. Take this heart and offer it to God. When you wake up, immediately enter my heart and offer to my eternal Father all the actions of this new day, together with the palpitations of my heart. Join your movements to mine, that is, as if you were no longer yourself, but I who worked in you." Jesus taught her to offer him everything she did, including eating, drinking, and he said to her, "Give me something to eat, I'm hungry. Give me something to drink, I'm thirsty. It's for souls. For those souls that I love so much, give me a drink." Another day, Jesus says to her, "Don't worry about anything other than loving me. Love will give you strength. Unite your actions to mine, either to work or to rest, do everything in union with my heart, even the beating of yours. How much you can earn like this. And she tells us, I have a habit of telling him everything that happens to me. When I'm sweeping, if something falls down, my Jesus, have I awakened you? If I lose something, I also say, I don't know where I put it. Let's look. When I'm tired, I offer it to him. If I have a lot of work and I have to make a lot of trips because I forget things, I tell him, come on, Lord, we have to hurry today because it is very late and we have a lot to do. Sometimes I don't see him, but I keep saying things to him because I know he is with me. There are days when I tell him everything I can think of, and then it weighs on me because I don't know if it's disrespectful. I don't think so, because in my soul, I feel a very great consolation. On one occasion, she tells us, I asked the Lord to save as many souls as there were handkerchiefs. All day, I continued offering my work for this purpose, uniting my sufferings to his divine heart and his merits. Another day, I was sewing and I said to him, I want, my Jesus, that each stitch be an act of love to comfort you. Do you see, Lord, that this much I tell you that I love you? Jesus appeared very beautifully to her, and Josepha said, he put his hand on my head and said, if you don't abandon me, I will not leave you. From today, do not call me more than father and husband. If you are faithful to me, we will make this divine alliance, you my wife and I your husband. With this trust between Jesus and Josepha, she remembers, Jesus pulled my heart out, took it and brought it closer to his. How small her heart was at his side. Then he put it back like a very hot spark. Then I felt a fire so alive in me that I had to contain myself a lot so that nothing was noticed. Again, Jesus said to her, Josepha, let me pull out your heart. Without giving me time to say anything to him, Jesus has pulled it from me. I had felt a lot of pain, and immediately, taking a burning flame in the fire of his heart, he had let it fall on my chest. Jesus told her, you will no longer have a heart, but you will have in you the flame of my love, and this will not prevent you from feeling. On the contrary, the stronger the love, the more delicate. And she adds, Jesus has gone with my heart in his hand. From that moment, I have felt such a fire in my chest that at times I find it impossible to bear it. Besides, now everything seems little to me. I would like to bring many souls to his heart. These are the wonders of God and the happiness of the saints in this life and later for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.